What do you call a piece of furniture in the bedroom that you fold clothes and put them in drawers?
Armoire.
Is that a big piece?
That's a big piece.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a place to hang clothes?
There are two types of armoires. Mm-hmm. One would have shelves all the way up with one shelf with drawers onto it. Mm-hmm. And then there's another armoire that has shelves on one side and across the top, and that has what they call the portmanteau. I think that word is used in English also.
I've heard the word, but I don't know what it means.
Portmanteau is a place where you can hang clothes full length.
I see. What about a piece of furniture that's just drawers and perhaps has a mirror all over it?
We usually call that a bureau, but it's also called a dresser.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Things that would hang at a window.
I have them all at home still.
Mm-hmm. The things from the window that would be on a roller and would pull down?
A shade.
And what would you call
shade.
What do you call this kind of thing with slats?
Venetian blind.
Okay. What if you had a little built-in room to hang your clothes, what would that be?
A locker or a closet.
Do you have those in your house? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the room at the top of the house under the roof?
Would be the attic.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a little room for storing canned goods? Or
a pantry.
If you had a lot of old worthless things you wanted to throw away, what would you call that?
Call that junk.
Yes. And what would you call a room where you might keep your junk?
The junk room.
Mm-hmm. What would you say a woman is doing if she's every day dusting and sweeping? And
she's always doing housework.
Mm-hmm. And what would she sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. And many years ago, I think, on Mondays, women usually did their...
washing.
What would they do on Tuesdays?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, to get the wrinkles out, what would you have to do?
To get what?
The wrinkles out of the clothes.
Oh, to iron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or press. Either one. Mm-hmm. You pressed a suit, but you ironed the wash goods.
Mm. To get from the ground up to the gallery, what would you climb up?
The steps.
Suppose you had a two-story house.
You had stairs.
Inside?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, what would you tell someone to do?
Shut the door.
And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboards.
Mm-hmm. And the part that covers the top of the house?
Is the roof.
And little things around the edge that drain water?
The eaves or the gutters.
Are they the same thing?
Well, the eaves are what stick out, and the gutters are the receptacles to catch the water and guide it down.
Mm. What do you call that place where two slopes come together on the roof, and the leaves would collect in there?
That I don't know, because we owned our roof was a just one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call a little building for storing wood or tools?
Shed.
What would you call an outdoor toilet?
A toilet.
Did you have one in your time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there any nicknames for it, joking names?
Well, they used to refer to it as the throne, and ours had three seats to the throne.
Oh.
two adults and one child. I never did see more than one person in it at a time, but that's the way it was built. We had a very nice one,
mm-hmm.
and it had a wooden vent went up the top, and a crescent cut in the door,
mm-hmm.
and it was plastered on the inside and painted, and the fitting itself was cypress, and the floors, of course, were of pine, so that they and were set so that they could be taken up when necessary to clean the place.
I don't know whether you know anything about farm terms. I suppose you'll know.
Very.